get this show on the road.
I have no water. I am a dumbass. Should I just restart this? Or should I go get water while this is recording? Okay, I thought I might have a little bit of water. I'm just gonna go get some. You know what, y'all can like enjoy some music. It's a catchy kind of mood nowadays, so let's just start with like something that there we go. Should I just restart this? No, it's too late. I'm too far in. We're 1 minute and 52 seconds in. It's too late now. Okay. So, it's been a while, but I thought... Okay, no, I don't think anything. Something embarrassing happened to me and I just had to say it. It's not even like late at night or anything. It's like 11:30. Okay, I'm basically... This morning, Jay from Day 6 was streaming on Twitch, and I was just like, haha, fun things, you know. And I remember, like, a couple weeks back, I remember someone, like, promoting, like, a musician on Twitch, and I was just like, ooh, that's kind of fun. So just now, while I was, like, doing my work and stuff, I was like, okay, you know what, let's go support some small streamers, especially support, because I have no money. So I went to, like, the music section of Twitch. And basically, I went to this one person's stream, and it was like fun times, you know, fun times, good piano, good beats, and all that jazz. And you know, it was just a really wholesome stream. And then they started talking about one of my friends is on Discord. Maybe I'll join later. Let's do this first. Okay, basically, they were just talking about like how like there was one time I accidentally overate sushi because like I overestimated how much I could eat and how like heavy sushi can actually be, and I was just like, okay, where's this going? And they said that like they vomited, and I was like, ew. Okay. And then they said they didn't even vomit like outside of the restaurant, they vomited on like in the restaurant, like on the counter that they were eating on, and I was just like, oh no. So I just typed in chat, disclaimer, or like for context, this is like my first time on this person's stream. So, and because like, you know, they played some nice beats, so I was just like, okay, follow. And this was like an hour after I joined your stream, and I was like, oh no the poor crew members who had to clean it up. And also it's like sushi plates, which means this raw food, like, oh my god, thinking about it now, that's such a horrible thing. But anyway, so, you know, I was just like, oh no, the poor crew members had to clean it up. And then suddenly they laughed in the comment, and I was just like, haha, okay, all fun and games. And then they said my Twitch username, and I was just like, and I got like really embarrassed, and I was just like, And they were like, oh, I've never seen your name before, you must be new, like, welcome to my stream. And I was just like, thank you, but like, now I want to leave. So I got really embarrassed and I left. I left the stream. So, I'm really sorry. Fearful. even though the streamer will never hear it, unless, you know, they're somehow on Pillow Talk Audio. And yeah. I'm sorry. I'm sorry for leaving. I'm sorry for getting embarrassed during your stream. Okay, but then, yeah, and then I waited an hour and then I went back. So, yeah, so. Yeah, I don't know. It felt weird. I got scared. So I was just like, but yeah. Okay, yeah, that's all the embarrassing stories I have to say. Okay, no, but we should like hang out a little bit more because like we haven't talked in like ages, so I fucking hate myself. What am I doing? Okay, you know what? Let's talk about school because I never have anything to talk about. Okay, I fucking overloaded myself this semester. I'm taking 9 classes. Okay, so yeah, I have 8 classes this quarter and another 8 next quarter, I think, or 7 or 8. I think it's 8 or 7. 8. Seven next quarter, but 8 this quarter. But in total, I'm taking like 9 classes because, like, of this. 7 of the 9, sorry, 6 of them run for the entire semester, so there's only 3 that run for like a quarter each, and I'm just like, hey. But yeah, you know, when I first overloaded, I was thinking like, yeah, I'm definitely overloading, but like I kind of need the credits if I want to have like a smoother senior year. So I was thinking like, you know what, 9 classes shouldn't be that bad, and I was looking at like the syllabus and everything. I was just like, it should be okay. It's week 2 and I am fucking stressed. And I can't seem to find the motivation to actually complete my work. Like, okay, tomorrow at 6 p.m. I have a comprehension, yeah, I have a written comprehension worksheet due, like a homework assignment due. I have my kanji homework to do. What else do I have? I have to write like a fucking conversation with another person, which I fucking hate. And I have to record it by Monday, by the 11th, which is this Sunday. I have a 500 word response to do, and an assignment for my creative writing class. Now, I know that doesn't sound like much, okay? And you're probably thinking, what the fuck are you complaining about? I've got like 1,000-word essay to do. I've got like 3,000-word essay to do. And I'm just like, okay, that's your personal problem. But you're here now. No, okay, but it's more of like, I don't know. I think I have accepted the fact that I am like a teacher's pet and an overachiever. And I was thinking, like, you know what? I wasn't born with, like, natural charisma, uniqueness, nerve, and talent. But one thing I am naturally good at is being a people pleaser. Okay, maybe not exactly natural, not naturally good at, but rather I have people pleasing tendencies, you know? And usually when I get into conflict, if I don't stand my ground, I am usually trying to appease the other person. You know, and the only way for me to stand my ground is if like, I'm really passionate about it. If I'm not, then I either walk away or I'll please you. And most of the time, I just end up pleasing the other person, and I fucking hate that, you know. And hashtag issues. But but yeah, like, what the fuck, man? Wait. And also, I've currently taken up piano classes again, and I am also volunteering and doing volunteer work because I didn't want to get a part-time job. So, because like my volunteer work is only once a week, and like, you know, I don't have to prepare that much for it. I'm only handling like some of the games that we play during the session. so it's like pretty okay. Whereas with a part-time job, like I have to go in like at least like twice or thrice a week, and with my current situation, I just want to kill myself. So if I had to go to work, I would actually like shoot myself in the face. So yeah, that's like my personal problem right now. But yeah, being a people pleaser and all that shit, yeah, because I naturally want to please, and I care a lot about my education. I've just decided that, you know what, I'll please people so I can get a better grade and like get connections with like the teachers and essentially hashtag network with like everyone. But the only problem is that it has created expectations for the professors. No, it has created expectations for me. Like, the professors now have expectations of me, okay? Like, my philosophy class, like, I was the first one to give the presentation. Like, my name went through, like, a random generator with, like, a bunch of other students, and I came out first. And I was just like, I never want to come out first for anything, unless it's in my grade. And the philosophy professor, because I took his class the previous semester, he was just like, oh, you did the class last semester, so that means you know, like, what you need to do for the presentation. Like, that's good. Then at least, like, you know, it's good to have someone who knows what you're doing and knows what to do for the presentation to go first. And I was just like, well, fuck, okay? Like, you might as well have just shoved a gun up my ass and shot my butt, okay? Like... But thankfully, like, that is over, so I really don't need to care too much about my philosophy class now, because all I have to do is just, on the morning of the class, just read the text, and then go to class and talk about the text, so it's not too bad. But, like, at that point in time, I was just like, like, kill me! Like, why would you put that expectation on me? But yeah, hopefully I still get my A+, so, sip. Yeah, I was in like to a class that was taught by like a professor who taught me like last year, and being the fucking overachiever that I am, I emailed the homework assignment a week early. He was just like, ah yes, I remember you from last year's class. I'm happy to have you back. And I'm just like, it means he knows you remember how I work. And I hate it. I actually hate it. Like, now everyone's just like, oh, wow, like, she knows what's up. And, like, she knows what to do. And, like, when my friends text me, like, they text me to ask about all the homework. Ew, I hate that, like, I've, like, created this name for myself. You wanna know what's even worse? I'm taking a sci-fi class now. And you think that with a class like this, okay, where you, like, you study science fiction literature, You'd think that like this, it's an interesting class and that students would want to participate. No, okay? The first optional Zoom meeting, okay, I know, okay, before you go on about like how it's optional and shit, like, look, I know that not everyone turns up for like the optional Zoom meetings. I just didn't expect it to be just me to win. Because, like, okay, like, the first one, like, I understand because the professor was really just going to talk about, like, the syllabus and shit. So, like, you know, there really wasn't much. But the second one, it was going to be, like, a discussion of, like, the three texts that we had that week. And they were fucking interesting and I had so many thoughts about it. And, like, what happened was that I purposely came into the meeting, like, 15 minutes late. Hey, thinking that like I don't want to be first and then I have to make small talk with like the professor and like that would be like really fucking awkward. I go in 15 minutes late and he was there alone. He was alone and he was like, oh, you're here. I was just about to close the Zoom meeting and I was just like, I'm sorry I came in late, I had problems with my Wi-Fi and I couldn't connect, but I'm here now. My plan was to like listen to other people talk and like chime in, but now I had to like handle everything on my own and we ended up like talking for like an hour. I mean, okay, there was like a lot to discuss, like there were a lot of things to discuss because like the text was genuinely very interesting, and I mean we even like we both had me and the professor both had like different interpretations of the ending for one of the texts. So like that was like a whole debate on its own, you know. And honestly, I didn't mind because like, I mean, like, you know, one-on-one consultations are always good because like you can kind of take your time to like properly explain like your thought process and everything, and like it was really nice. But my only problem was that without like a number of like, there's like no variety in discussion if it's just one-on-one, you know. And because the professor put the Zoom as optional, like he also made sure to have like online discussion boards, which you have to participate in because it counts as like 20% of your grade. But no one wrote in the discussion boards. And the professor, towards the end, he was just like, I'm really sorry to bother you. And he was just like, actually, no, I shouldn't be bothered. This shouldn't be a bother. It's part of your grade. But I would really appreciate it if you could, like, you know, leave comments in, like, a couple of the discussion boards to, like, spark conversation. Because I really want you guys to be able to discuss what you thought about the text before you write your response, as opposed to just like writing your response without discussing with anyone. And I was just like, okay, so I better get a fucking A+ for that class, okay? Like, I better get a good fucking grade, okay? I put in so much effort. Watch me go in for the class next Monday and have there be absolutely no one, okay? Like, oh my god, I'm stressed. I went to look at like who was in that class and I realized why. It was all like the passive people or the people who are fucking lazy, bitch. Like, oh my god. It's such a shame. Oh, such a shame. Such a shame. You know, like, I nearly had to bribe someone to come into the class with me. Like the Zoom meeting. But yeah. I don't know, is there anything else I need to complain about? But yeah, that's my uni life so far. I think I just have like really bad time management as of right now, so I'm like, but yeah. I don't know, I think my Japanese classes are going pretty smoothly, except for like that one class where I have to partner up with someone and write a conversation and then act out that conversation. Like, oh my god, like horrible. But yeah. Tomorrow I have kanji at like 9:40, but I kind of want to practice piano. Yeah, I don't know what I said this, but I started picking up piano again. I finally decided that I now have like the discipline to do so, and then now that I've overloaded myself, I'm starting to doubt it, but I enjoy the piano, so I don't think I'll be quitting like I did last time. So the plan is to, you know, stick it out for the rest of the semester. And I have to go back in February because it's when, or like before February, if not like my re-entry permit will expire and I have to reapply for a student visa and yada yada yada. It's like fucking annoying. So gotta prepare all the necessary documents before I go back. But yeah, in February, like, you know, I'm not gonna say like the next time you hear this audio, you hear the train again, because I don't think I'll put it off for that long. But next year, it's hard to believe it's October, right? But yeah, but next February onwards, like a lot of my audios will have like the train in the background again, because my room is right next to the train tracks. But you know, it didn't bother me that much back then. But you know, who knows? Throwback. To my first night alone in a foreign country, in Japan, and there was a fucking typhoon. There was a motherfucking typhoon the first night I was alone in Japan in my dorm, okay? Like, that was like horrible. That was horrible for me. I was just like, I am going to fucking die. Like, the moment my mom left and then like the news came out, I was just like, it's gonna be a typhoon, let's get ready. And I was just like, time to kill myself. But I made it through, you know. I had a lot of fun earthquake experiences as well, so No, I kind of like the small earthquakes where like you trip and you think that you just like slipped or something, when the reality is it was an earthquake and you didn't realize. Because that has happened to me so many times. Okay, maybe like 2 or 3 times. And my friends would be like, do you notice the earthquake? And I was just like, that was an earthquake. She was just like, you didn't feel it. And I was just like, oh, it was when I tripped over my feet. I thought I tripped over my feet, but it turns out it was an earthquake. Haha, fun times. But yeah. Yeah, so, you know, piano lessons until like end January, and then I'll go back to Japan. And I was thinking that, you know, if I was still very passionate about piano and like, you know, the keyboard and maybe not so much the keyboard, but rather like playing piano keys. Yeah, I was thinking about getting myself like an electric keyboard so I can practice while I'm in Japan. And maybe a kalimba, you know, if I'm still if I still want a kalimba by then. I nearly bought a kalimba impulsively, and I was just like, wait. Let me go, wait a bit. We're gonna sit on it until like January, and if I still want it, I'll order it, let it come to me, and then I'll fly off to Japan. That's the plan. So yeah, very fun, I think. Like, I think I enjoy piano a lot more now because, how should I say, it doesn't feel like a chore anymore, you know? Like, I practice every day, I try to practice every day. Some days I just can be ass, so, but, like, every week I practice for, like, maybe, like, 3 or 4 times a week, yeah. I don't usually practice on weekends because my dad is home, and the last thing I want is my dad to like say something about it. I do think I should practice on the weekends because like I'm just not used, so that I can get used to having like an extra presence around in the house when I play, you know, because now like my mom and my sister and my dog like hear me like almost every single day. So in the beginning, before I asked to take classes again, I was like really nervous every time like my mom walked by, especially. Like I knew my sister wouldn't mind, and like I know my dog is just like curious about like what's going on, but like for my mom, I was like really fearful. But then I told myself like, you said fucking suck it up, man. And then I started playing in front of my mom, and you know, she didn't say anything, and I was just like, okay, I can feel a little bit more comfortable now. So I think that's just what needs to happen, is that like I should start playing more on weekends and, you know, be more comfortable about like someone else watching me, or like being aware of like someone else's presence. You know, I get nervous about this, and yet like my goal is to like play during like the family Christmas dinner, like where everyone is watching me. It's not just my immediate family, but like the extended family. So I'm like, I really like, huh? It's like, it's the same as like Gabriella being like, I can't sing in front of all these people, Troy. And it's just like, do you not think that you won't be like singing in front of like a sold out auditorium in like the actual play, like, huh? But yeah, I don't know, maybe if it was like for a performance, I would be more in my element a little bit more. But yeah, I'm also starting to realize the shortcomings I have as like a pianist, or as an aspiring pianist, is that I have really short, stubby fingers. So does my piano teacher, so I'm just like, okay, man, it's not that bad. But like, when you have to play like a chord that has like 4 notes in it, I just feel my wrists like getting old and brittle. Like, if I'm playing a new song, like my wrists get really stiff, and I'm just like, do I have arthritis? Or am I just being an 80-year-old man? We'll never know. So yeah. Okay. Do I have anything else to say? I don't think I do. We're nearing 12 though. Maybe I'll talk for like another 3 minutes. one of my friends' birthdays is like next week, and so next Friday we're taking her out shopping, and she has decided that she wants the theme to be clowns, so I have to put on clown makeup. I don't know how. You know, I also bought mascara today because I was just like, I want my lashes to be like thick and voluminous. And then I put that mascara on and I was just like, I regret this. But yeah. So yeah, she was just like, wear your brightest clothes. We want some clown makeup. So I'm probably going to get my hair cut this weekend. And then I still have like a bit of dye left, a little bit of like in my pot of dye left. It's like a bright like orangey red color. So I'm probably gonna dye my hair on Thursday. Or like at least like color like the bleached parts, you know. And then yeah, look fire on Friday. Yeah, I need to practice like clown makeup and stuff. I have no idea how to do it. They're just like bright colors and then draw lines. And I was just like, huh? Okay. I guess. I feel like I should have more to say, but I don't. I actually recorded like a little cover of Lost Stars, and I've been very hesitant to like put it on my page. fearful. Also, I have like a message that I need to respond. Like, it's about like an interview thing. I can't believe I'm getting fucking interviewed for PTA, bitch. But like, I decided to put it like anonymously because like, I don't know, like part of me is a bit... Part of me just kind of want to keep this to myself, you know? Like, this is like a secret between me and you, and I don't know, like, of course like my close friends know about it, but they don't know like what I post and everything. Yeah, like they know I post stuff on PTA, but they don't know my username, so yeah. I don't know, I feel like if it all got exposed, then like, it would be kind of scary. It's like suddenly reality starts bleeding into this. I say this as I talk about like my school experiences on this. So, I say, oh, I don't want my reality to like bleed in with this. I say that as I talk about my personal experiences with this. Okay, but more of like, you know, there's like an inner bubble and an outer bubble. Like, this is like a very inner bubble of mine. And if like the outer bubble like seeps in, and like if the inner bubble pops and becomes part of the outer bubble, then it'll just be like everything else and I wouldn't want to do it anymore, you know? So yeah, like the things that are like within like this, like the most inner bubble is currently PTA, piano. Well, piano, kind of. Well, I don't know, maybe it's in like the secondary layer. And like, okay, I don't fucking know. Like, yeah, this is like the innermost bubble. Beyond it. Okay. Okay. Okay, I've run out of things to say. I hope you have a great day or a great night or a great afternoon wherever you are. Have a great time in general. And thank you for listening to me get embarrassed because I commented on like a Twitch streamer stream. Okay, yeah, seriously. Bye!